Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. Welcome into the studio. Marion Groth with the Southwest Michigan Racers, president of the Southwest Michigan Racers. Is that your title, official?
Yes, so, that is.
Glad to have you here again, Marion. So tell us a little bit about Southwest Michigan Racers, a little background and how you got involved.
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit corporation. We were founded in August of 2012. Our mission is basically to promote running and walking as a means to stay active and healthy while supporting community events. So that's what we started out with, was some friends and coworkers. You know, we used to travel around and go to running and walking events in Northwest Indiana, Kalamazoo, and we found out about these running clubs that are affiliated with the Roadrunners Club of America. So we decided, well, you know, why don't we do that here? So after about a year or so, we started doing 5Ks, and it's just really grown from there. We now host or race direct about 12 to 15 events a year.
And you said you all of your events or most of your events benefit some charity, so to speak, or some organization around Southwest Michigan?
Almost every one of our... Basically, all but one of our events support other nonprofits that are here in Southwest Michigan. We do have another event that we hold in conjunction with Veterans Day in November. And that one benefits an organization that's on the east side of the state, but it ties into veterans, and that's...
That affects everybody.
Yeah.
So what have been some of your... You say 12 to 15 a year. What are some of your, I don't want to call them bigger events, but events that come to mind that are just a lot of fun?
Right. So the very first event that we did was our Superhero 5K. And that one benefits the Boys and Girls Club of Benton Harbor. And it's a really fun race. A lot of people, you know, like to dress up as a superhero. We get kids dressed up, adults dressed up. So that one's a lot of fun.
So they're running and walking in costumes, basically.
Yeah. Then.
So that does look like a lot of fun sound like a lot of fun. Yeah, that's really cool.
And then, of course, our one that's really growing every year, we have our Twin Cities Turkey Trot. So we'll have to come back and talk to you about that one. It's in downtown Benton Harbor on Thanksgiving Day. And last year... we had over 500 people participate.
Wow.
We're hoping that we're going to get even more this year. We get people from all over the country, so it's really great that people can come in and see our corner of the world and have fun.
You don't have to dress up like a turkey for that,
no,
though.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay, so good. I just wanted to make sure of that. So, all right, so we've got an event coming up on the 7th called the 3rd Annual Run for Hope and Recovery Addiction Recovery Awareness. Tell us a little bit about the race. All right, but if we'll back up a little bit. Third year, though, how did you come up with the idea to put on this event, Marianne?
Right. So originally we started out, it was just the Run for Hope, and this was for suicide prevention. Our first year, the proceeds benefited Berrien County Suicide Prevention Coalition, as well as a national organization. And it was kind of a last minute thing. We held it in late October, but the World Suicide Prevention Day is in September. So we wanted to move the date of the race up. We hold this event for the last 2 years. We had it at LMC, but there's been a lot of construction going on there. So this year we're actually holding the event at the Berrien County Health Department right on Napier. The address is 2149 East Napier in Benton Harbor, and we will be able to hold the registration indoors, and then this year the entire course will be on both South Euclid and then to Empire and back. So in past years, people had to walk on some trails and through grass, but this year it'll be all streets.
That's awesome. So again, the third year, and a portion of the proceeds, you said, will benefit the Bering County Suicide Coalition, as it has in years past, in their mission to connect with people in and around Bering County with information, resources that they need for emotional wellness and basically trying to prevent suicide from happening. Doug and I were just talking the other day on the morning show here about about suicide rates and things. But what according to a study of the Medical Examiner reports compiled for the County Health Department, there were can you give us a little statistics on the number of suicides in Bering County?
Well, yeah. So in 2018, there were 28 suicides in Bering County, and you know, they also indicate that doesn't necessarily include everyone who has died by suicide.
But they're not always reported. Yeah,
correct. Yeah. And that is an increase over 2016 and 2017.
Yeah,
so we just really want to get the word out there. Resources for people to learn how to help recognize the signs.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's it's kind of an unwritten rule among news organizations that typically, you know, radio, TV, newspapers and things don't talk about as a news story about suicide. So it's kind of the silent thing that's going on. And the reason that a lot of news organizations don't is they don't want to glorify it in the event that there's somebody on the verge or has been had it in their thought process for quite a while thinking about it. If they hear about people doing it, studies have shown that more people do it. So that's why I think news organizations tend to shy away from it. So again, it's kind of that silent thing that we don't always hear about, but we do hear about some staggering numbers. I mean, 28 is a crazy number when you think about it.
Yeah, and when you think of how many people it affects.
Yeah.
So then this year we also partnered with Kristen Adams. She is the reigning Mrs. Southwest Michigan, and her platform as Mrs. Southwest Michigan is addiction recovery. So she is a certified addiction therapist, and she has chosen COPE Network as her as the benefit partner that's going to receive funds from this event as well. And their mission is to inspire a community that supports understanding and compassion for people affected by substance abuse disorder and their families.
If you're just joining us, talking with Marion Groth, with the president of the Southwest Michigan Racers, about the third annual Run for Hope and Recovery coming up on the 7th. You've got some sponsor support that we need to put out, a little shameful plug for, because we couldn't do it if it wasn't for sponsors, though.
Right. So this year in 2019, we're so thankful we have AVID, the AVID Employee Resource Group from Whirlpool. AVID stands for Awareness of Visible and Invisible Disabilities.
Okay.
We also have...
looks like you've got the Mason Jar Cafe and some other sponsors as well.
Yes, yeah. We have Mason Jar Cafe. We have Elite Shine Detail. And then we also have Four Winds Casino Resort. They've been doing a lot to... promote awareness of suicide prevention. They're actually going to have a food truck on site. They're donating the truck. They're donating their employees' time and all the food.
Nice.
So the proceeds of the food that they sell immediately after the race will go back to the Bering County Suicide Prevention Coalition.
All right, so we've got the third annual Run for Hope and Recovery race coming up on the 7th. Do we want to register in advance, or do we register same day, or how does that work?
Mary? It's always really good if you can register in advance, so we can guarantee that you receive a shirt. So to go online and register, you can visit runsignup.com/runforhopeandrecovery.
Okay. That's pretty easy.
Yes.
And then, but you, I mean, if you can't get registered ahead of time, there is some same day registration going on. But I noticed real quick, Marianne, we've got about a minute left here. There's an option to honor or remember a loved one with a sign also.
Right. Another way to donate to the cause. We are having signs printed.
Right.
Where you can recognize a loved one, remember or honor someone. Just go online to the same website. There's a store. We have a couple of different types of signs that you can purchase with a $25 donation. And then after the signs will be on the race course. And then after the race, the family members can take that sign with them.
But we have to do that before Monday, right?
Yes. Monday, August 26th is right. The cutoff for that. So please go to our website, check out the signs, and we welcome you to honor a loved one that way.
Absolutely. And you can also find out information there on the Southwest Michigan Racers information about volunteering for events. You probably could always use volunteers to help out, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Some good information. It's the third annual Run for Hope and Recovery for Addiction Recovery Awareness. Coming up on the 7th, you can get registered again at the website. It would be Run Sign Up, all one word, runsignup.com, and search for and Run for Hope and Recovery. Or if you just search Run for Hope, Southwest Michigan, you'll find it. It's pretty easy, and that'll get you right to the website as well. Marianne Breath with the Southwest Michigan Racers, thanks for coming in, and best of luck on the race, and stay in touch with us.
Thanks, Ray.
Got something to say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.